How's Andrew Brayshaw?
So I can't hear. Can you answer?
How is Andrew Brayshaw?
Andrew Brayshaw was king here, 100 metres off the ball. He's got a fractured jaw and 4 displaced teeth that are caved in, and he'll be undergoing surgery tonight.
So, your thoughts on the incident itself?
I think it's self-evident. I got an 18-year-old kid that I saw in a real mess when I come down to the room, so, and his mum in tears as I was walking in, so it's not very palatable.
How tough is that for a coach to see a young player go off in that sort of distress?
Well, it's very distressing. My senior players certainly wanted retribution. And I had to stay out in the ground longer at three-quarter time to settle a couple of down and say, don't bring yourself into disrepute.
And I think you know Andrew Gaff from International Rules.
I think it's irrelevant.
But did you feel it was clearly a sort of a dog act from him?
You can use whatever word you like. I'm just stating the facts, what occurred. What do you think it was?
I thought it was pretty ordinary.
Ross, how many weeks does Gaff deserve?
I'm just putting the facts forward. Andrew's unlikely to play again this year. There's certainly precedent set. I think Barry Hall got 7.
Ross, the fact that you had to calm players down at three-quarter time, does that, do you think that brings in to light again a send-off rule or the ability to leave players off the ground after incidents for safety?
I think you're talking around the edges. It doesn't interest me. I'll leave it to the AFL.
How did you feel overall the players handled the aftermath of it, your players?
I thought they were dignified. They competed. Obviously, we weren't getting it done. I thought we started the game really well. Plenty of entries, but inefficiencies, you know, and their ability to be efficient and go forward and score. So, but, you know, I thought we certainly gave ourselves plenty of opportunity, but, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully we'll go forward and be able to play with more polish, do the basics better. There were some drop marks and mishandles and fumbles that were really costly, but fixed our centre square bounce work from the week before. I think it was 12 entries to 3 at one point. Even it was 39 entries, 38 our way. We took more marks inside 450. They kicked a lot of crumb goals, but our ability to spread the ball has been poor for the last 4 or 5 weeks, I think. Early in the year, we were doing that really well. So that's just a simple focus for us. Spreading the ball more, working together, have more kicks, uncontested marks. So, sometimes we just go too quick. They're quite a composed team, very experienced team. I think we had 7 players, 20 games or less, and I think they had 2, which is fine. That's where they're at and that's where we're at. But, failure's feedback, but that's what we're working on. We just got to deliver on it better. But, you know, so, yeah, it was a challenging day.
What do you do now to really rally around Brayshaw? Do you guys go see him? Do you visit him? Or?
Yeah, like, it's quite personal. Like, he was pretty distraught, gave him a hug. It's hard to keep the emotion back yourself. See his mum, pretty tough. It's a tough enough business as it is. So it's a pretty significant moment, I would have thought. And our number 2 pick won't play again this year, I wouldn't have thought.
Ross, do you know if his papers have been collected and if it might be possible to put them
in? Well, you're going into... I think we can just leave it that they're caved in.
How did you address it with the rest of the players?
Well, I just told them at three-quarter time what had happened, which they all knew. But we just need to try and fight on. I thought we kept trying. That would just be too good for us. But, you can ask 1,000 questions from me. The facts are the facts. Let's just deal with them.
Ross, is this the angriest you've ever been in your coaching career about something that's happened to one of your players on the field?
I don't think I'm angry.
How do you feel?
It's not about how I feel. I'm sitting here healthy.
Ross, there have been some bad moments between these clubs over the years. Do you feel like this is a bad moment between these clubs for the future, maybe to look back on?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the bad moments are. Are you a WA girl?
Yes.
Have you seen them all? Where does this one rank?
Pardon?
Where does this one rank?
I think it's going to be significant in the history of these clubs. What do you think?
You think it's significant? In what way?
I just think the way it was carried out and the result and everything, I think it's going to be...
How would you describe it?
I don't think it's about what I think.
Well, you're the journo, you write the stories.
Yeah, but
you just write what you see.
Yeah, I think
you don't need
know
me. You don't need my imprature on it. Do you mean you don't need me? Is it significant? Who knows?
Joel.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry, Joel Hamlin came out of the team. What's
yeah, unfortunately, he the last training session his calf went on him. We thought he might be a chance, but he's probably unlikely for next week as well.
And any other injuries out of today? I thought. Maybe material look like
he
had a
sore shoulder. No, I think Stephen Hill maybe tightened up a little bit, but am I angry? I don't know, I'm pretty emotional, but it's a tough enough game. I wouldn't like to see my son like that.
Yeah.